Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
Praise God, praise God. Once again, we are truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this day. Praise God. We thank you for joining us on today at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We truly thank God for you taking the time out on your day. Praise God, to come forth and hear the reading of the Word of God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Well, once again, we come with a truly anointed reading coming from the book from Genesis to Revelation as we continue reading the Word of God, the King James Version, praise God, as we come forth continuing to labor for the Word of God, labor for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that in spite of all of what we have done, all of where we have been, yet God still died for us when we were yet sinners in the name of Jesus. And yet we thank God. Thank God that he did not cast us away. Thank God that he did not kick us to the wayside. Thank God that he didn't treat us like we treat other people. But we thank God for delivering us and healing us and strengthening us from drugs and alcohol, hallelujah, from riotous living, from whoremonging and prostitution and sleeping around and being mistreated and mistreating. We thank God for the change that we've made on today. And I, as David Ambrose Shaw, Elder David Ambrose Shaw, Minister David Ambrose Shaw, Mr. David Ambrose Shaw, however it may be seen as God's called me to be, I acknowledge that I love my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. I love the Lord in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for today. Hallelujah. It's a great day to be alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We continue to move forward on today, praise God, reading the Word of God. Once again, we're going to take a moment and pray, giving God praise, honor, and glory. For truly, he is. Yes, he is the head of my life. In spite of all the wrong, all the faults, all the misfortunate situations that I allow myself to go through, I yet still thank God. Jesus, I thank God. In the name of Jesus, for allowing me to continue to move forward, pressing on, trusting, and believing in the Word of God. I will be the first to admit that I'm not perfect. And yes, I will acknowledge again, and I say that boldly because, again, I thank God for where he's brought me from and how he's allowed me, in the name of Jesus, to be who I am for him. I thank God for allowing me in the name of Jesus to make change in the name of Jesus than I was yesterday. And that's very important. And we thank God, hallelujah, for that as we continue to press on being all of what we're supposed to be. We're reading out of the book of 2 Chronicles. As we have begun, we continue reading. Praise God, now that we're at the celebration of the Passover, praise God. But we thank God for all of what we've experienced through the reading of the Word of God. And we see in the power of God and his call and our calling and what he's had for us to do in the name of Jesus. And to prepare ourselves, acknowledging that we ought to love the Lord thy God with all our mind, all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. Amen? Praise God. God is an awesome God. Amen. I wouldn't want to be without him, but I know that I made mistakes, and I know that many of us out there have made mistakes, but that's what we have, the advocate in Jesus, to go and bat and petition for our sins in the name of Jesus. But we thank God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, again, Lord God, we humble ourselves and say thank you. Thank you for our mothers that gave birth unto us. Thank you for our fathers that reared us and disciplined us. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who provided love and and protection and direction for us when can. And we thank God for our family, the unit that's manifested on today. With love, oh God, we give you praise, for you are God all by yourself. For you're the head of heads, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And without you, we are nothing. Without you, I can do nothing. But with you, by you, and for you, I can do all things. Forgive me of my sins. No matter how great or how small they may be, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all of my unrighteousness. And fill me, O God, with your spirit, O God, that I can serve you and be more for you. Thank you for helping me in the name of Jesus on today to resist temptation. Thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing me to place you first in Jesus' name. As we move forward, let your spirit continue to reign in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Once again, praise God, praise God. We come forth with the reading coming out of the book of 2 Chronicles in the name of Jesus, where we continue reading about the glory of God in Jesus' name. 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Let us read. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and wrote letters also to Ephraim and Manasseh. They should go and come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel. For the king had taken counsel of his princes and all the congregation of Jerusalem to keep the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at that time, because the priests had not sanctified themselves sufficiently. Neither had the people gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And the thing pleased the king and all the congregation. So they established the decree to make proclamation throughout all Israel, for Beersheba, even to Dan, that they should come to keep the Passover unto the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem. For they had not done it of the long time in which sort as it was written. So the post went with letters from the king and his princes throughout all the Israel and Judah, and according to the commandments of the king, saying, ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and he will return to remnant of you that are escaped out of the hand of the kings of Assyria. And be not ye like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, who therefore gave them up to dissolution, as ye see. Now be ye not stiff-necked as your fathers were, but ye yourself unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the first fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For he, if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into his land. For the Lord your God is gracious, merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. So the post passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun. But they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, divers of Asher and Manasseh and the Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was to give them one heart to do the commandment of the king of the princes by the word of the Lord. And there assembled at Jerusalem much people to keep the feast of unleavened bread in the second month in very great congregation. And they arose, took away the altars that were in Jerusalem, and all the altars for incense took they away and cast them into the brook Kidron. Then they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the second month. And the priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought in the burnt offering into the house of the Lord. And they stood in their places after their manner according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood which they received of the hand of the Levites. For there were many in the congregation that were not sanctified. Therefore the Levites had the charge of the killing of the Passover, for everyone that was not clean, to sanctify them unto the Lord. For the multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves. For the multitude of the people, yet did they eat the Passover otherwise than it was written. Micaiah prayed for them, saying, the good Lord pardon everyone that prepares his heart to seek God. The Lord God of his father, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary, and the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. And the children of Israel that were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of the unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness. And the Levites and the priests praised the Lord day by day, singing with loud instruments unto the Lord. And Hezekiah spoke comfortably unto all the Levites that taught the good knowledge of the Lord, offering peace offerings and making confessions to the Lord of their fathers. For Hezekiah, king of Judah, did give the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 7,000 sheep. And the princes gave to the congregation 1,000 bullocks and 10,000 sheep, and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. And all the congregation of Judah, with the priests and the Levites, and all the congregation that came out of Israel, and the strangers that came out of Israel, the land of Israel, and that dwelt in Judah, rejoiced. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. For since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there was not the like in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, rose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. Chapter 31. Now, when all was finished, all Israel, all were present, went out to the cities of Judah and broke the images in pieces and cut down the groves and threw down all high places and the altars out of all the Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim also, and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned, every man to his possessions,
into their own cities.
And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests to the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service. The priests and Levites were burnt offerings and peace offerings to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offering, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offering, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbath and for the new moons and for the set feast, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people to dwell in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. And as soon as the commandment came before abroad, then the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field. The tithe of all things brought they in abundance. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in tithe and oxen of sheep, and the tithe of the holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heap. In the third month, they began to lay the foundation of the heap and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heap, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heap. And Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty. And the Lord has blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store. Then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord. And they prepared them and brought in the offerings and the tithes and the dedicated this faithfully, over which Kenor the Levite was ruler, and Shimei his brother was with the next, and Jael, Aziah, and Nahath, and Hazael, and Jeremoth, and Jozabad, and Eziel, and Ishmaiah, and Mahath, and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Kenonah and Shimei, his brother, at the commandment of Hezekiah, the king of Assyria, the ruler of his house of God. And God, the son of Imnah, the Levite, the porter toward was over the freewill offering of God and distributed the obligation of the Lord on the most holy things. The next him were Edom and Menahem and Jushua and Shimei, Amariah and Shekaniah in the cities of the priest in the set office to give their brethren by courses. Also were to the great as to the small, because the genealogy of males for 3 years old and upward, even unto everyone that entereth into the house of the Lord, his daily portion for the service and the charges according to their courses. Both to the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers and the Levites from 20 years old and upward, and their charges by their courses, and to to the genealogy of the little ones, the wives and the sons and the daughters through all the congregation. For in their set office, they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also, as the sons of Aaron, the priests which were in the fields of the suburbs of the cities, and every several city, the men that were expressed by name to give portions to all the males among the priests and to all that were reckoned by genealogies among the Levites. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah and wrought that which was good and the right and the truth toward the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Chapter 32. At the things, all of the establishments thou, Sacacrab, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and throughout all that weaned them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that the Sennacherib was come and that he was proposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city, and they did help him. So they was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains of the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should thy kings of Assyria come and find much water? Also he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken, and rose it up with the towers and another wall without, and repaired Milo in the city of David, and made dots and sheaves of abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spoke comfortingly to them, saying, be strong and courageous and be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For thou be more with us than with him, which is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the word of Hezekiah, king of Assyria. After this, that was king of Judah. After this, did Sennacherib, king of Syria, send his servants to Jerusalem. But he himself laid siege against Lachish and all his power with him, unto Hezekiah, king of Judah, and unto Judah, all Judah that were at Jerusalem, saying, thus saith Sennacherib, king of Assyria, wherein do thee trust that ye abide in the siege of Jerusalem? Doth not Hezekiah persuade you to give over yourselves to die by famine and by theft, saying, the Lord your God shall deliver us out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Had not the same Hezekiah taken away his high places and his altars and commanded Judah and Jerusalem, saying, ye shall worship before one altar and burn incense unto it? Now, know ye not what I and my fathers have done unto all the people of Israel and while the gods of the nations of those lands any ways able to deliver thy land out of the hand. Whom was thou among all the gods of this nation that my fathers utterly destroyed, that could deliver his people out of my hand, and your God should be able to deliver you out of my hand? Now, therefore, let not Hezekiah deceive you, nor persuade you on this manner. Neither let yet believe him, for no god of any nation or kingdom is able to deliver his people out of my hand and out of the hand of my father. How much less shall your God deliver you out of my hand? And his servant spat up more against the Lord God and against his servant Hezekiah. He wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of our lands have not delivered their people out of my hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of my hand. Then they cried with a loud voice with the Jews' speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall and afraid them and to trouble them that they might take the city. And they spake against the God of Jerusalem as against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of the man. And for his cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah, the sons of Amos, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel which cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they that came forth of his own bowels slew him there with the sword. Thus the Lord saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of the Sennacherib and the king of Assyria and from the hand of all other, and guided them on every side, and many brought gifts unto the Lord to Jerusalem and present to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was magnified in the sight of all nations from thenceforth. In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death and prayed unto the Lord. He spoke unto him, and he gave him a sign that Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. Therefore there was wrath upon him and upon Judah and Jerusalem. Nevertheless, notwithstanding, Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart, both he and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the wrath of the Lord come not upon them in the days of Hezekiah. And Hezekiah had exceedingly much riches and honor, and he made himself treasures for silver and for gold and for precious stones and for spices and for sheaves and for all manner of pleasant jewels. Storehouses also for the increase of corn and wine and oil and stalls for all manner of beasts and colts for flocks. Moreover, he divided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much, This same Hezekiah also stopped the upper water course of Gihon and brought it straight down to the west side of the city of David. And Hezekiah prospered in all the works. Howbeit, in the business of the ambassador of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him the inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, God left him to try him, that he might know all that was in his heart. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and his goodness, behold, there were written in the vision of Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, and in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the chiefest of the sepulchres of the house of David. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did him honor at his death. And Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, like unto the abominations of the brother heathen whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. For he built again a high place within Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he reared up altars of Balaam and made groves and worshipped in all the hosts of heaven and served them. Also he built altars in the house of the Lord, wherefore the Lord had said, in Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he called his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also, he observed times and was enchantments and used witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. He wrought with evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made, and the house of God, in which God had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the feet of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your father, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them, according to the whole law and the statutes and the ordinances by the land of Moses. And Manasseh made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err on to do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spread to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Wherefore the Lord brought unto them captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with feet, with feathers, and carried to Babylon. And when he was in affliction and besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the Lord God of his father and prayed unto him, and he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into the kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord of his God, he is his God, he was his God. Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering
in at the fish gate, and compassed about Ophel, and laid it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strong gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem. He cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice steel in the high places, yet unto the Lord their God only. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh on his prayer unto his God, and the words of the seers that spoke to him in the name of the Lord God of Israel, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel, his prayer also, and how God has entreated of him, and all his sins and his trespasses, and the places wherein he built high places and set up groves and grave images before he was humbled. Behold, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as did Manasseh his father, and Amon sacrificed unto all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made and served them, and humbled not himself before the Lord, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him to slew him in his own house. But the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Amnon. And the people of the land made Joash and his son king in his stead. Amen. Praise God. This is what's happening and what transpired, praise God, to where Amon became to get the reign, praise God. And we see how the celebration of the Passover had taken place, praise God. And we thank God for the word on today is what we have read and comprehended. We thank you. For Second Chronicles, we'll pick up Monday, Second Chronicles chapter 24. And as always, have a wonderful weekend, safe, and remember, we love you with the love of God. God bless you. No.